Page 45. Listening A and B. 1.
I have this friend named Jonathan. He's been a close friend for a long time. Last month, I asked to borrow some money from him. It wasn't a lot, and I said I'd pay him back in a week. A week went by, and I didn't have the money, so I said I'd pay the following week. He got all upset with me and said he needed the money right away. I mean, it's only another week, so I don't know what the big deal is. I managed to get the money together, and I just paid him. He didn't say thank you or anything, and I'm now afraid I may have lost his friendship over this.
2.
My friend Casey is probably my best friend. She's honest, reliable, and truthful, all qualities that are important for me in a friendship. Well, the other day, I was telling her about my sister. My sister was mad at me because I didn't remember her birthday. I told my sister she was acting silly, and now she is hardly talking to me. Well, I was telling this to Casey, and she thought I was wrong. She really made me see that I was being insensitive, and my behavior wasn't very nice. That's what I like about Casey. She can help me see things that I wouldn't normally see.
3.
I have a lot of friends, or at least I thought I did. But I now see some of these friends more as acquaintances. Let me explain. Last month, I was in a car accident. It wasn't very serious, but I did have to spend some time in the hospital. It was hard because I missed classes and was behind on my homework. The strange thing is, only 3 of my friends came to visit me, and no one else called or sent cards. Nothing. It kind of hurt my feelings. What is interesting is that it's helped me realize who my true friends are. I thought I had more close friends, but I see now that's not the case. That's fine with me, actually. What's important to me is to have a few really close, good friends.
4.
I really miss my old friend Patrick. He's always been there for me, really supportive, and a good listener. But I can't say we're really friends anymore, and it makes me sad. We just started to grow apart. We call each other less often and don't see each other much either, maybe once a month. I think it's my fault. Maybe I didn't work at our friendship enough and just assumed we'd always be friends. But I think you do need to work on your friendships. Otherwise, people grow apart. I don't know what to do about it. I could accept things like they are, or possibly reach out to Patrick and try to make more time for him.